Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96. We do got your back. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking. Heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey there, family and friends. Hey, Coach Chad Parks here with Coach P's Perspective, where we discuss coaching, inspiration, and faith. Today, before we get started, I want to give a real quick shout out to the Lane Frost brand. The Lane Frost brand is family-owned, operated, inspirational, and they are all about character. This is my favorite apparel brand. I only wear Lane Frost brand hats. They have t-shirts, cologne, you name it. Again, this is family-owned and operated. This is right here, small-town America, and it's all representing the late, great, world champion bull rider Lane Frost, who was one of my icons, one of my heroes growing up in the state of Oklahoma. So make sure you check out the Lane Frost brand. You can go to lanefrost.com or jump on all the major social media outlets and take a look. They always post inspiration and they bring light to everything they do. Again, shout out to the Lane Frost brand. All right, hey, in today's episode, I'm going to talk about keys to becoming a champion. So this is actually a chapter from my book, shameless plug here, Game Changing Moves. All right, you can find it over on Amazon or at crosstrainingpublishing.com. So here's how I came up with this chapter or the concept that is within this chapter, right? Keys to becoming a champion. Growing up, and I've wrestled since I could walk, basically. My dad's a National Hall of Fame wrestling coach. I've been in the sport my whole life, but I've had a number of other great coaches. So there was a point, this was in my latter 20s probably, I was training jiu-jitsu, and my professor, Mike Merkulik, God rest his soul, he passed away a few years ago in a car accident. But Mike is a super high-level jiu-jitsu competitor, right? So he owns his own academy out in New Jersey. He's placed in Abu Dhabi. He's placed in the Brazilian National Championships. I mean, the man was elite and just an incredible person. He brought me out to his academy, flew me out there, you know, put on a couple-day wrestling clinic for them, takedown clinic. Got to spend time with him. We became good friends, talked on the phone often, and then he would come to Kansas and do clinics for us. But Mike asked me one time, he said, hey, you know, I have a lot of really good athletes in my room. I have a lot of really good jiu-jitsu practitioners in my room. And I want to tell them some things, not only from my own experiences, but experiences from other, you know, guys who've competed at high levels or coached at high levels. So what are a few things that you think are keys to becoming a champion? And, you know, so I really thought about it. I wrote it all out. I sent it to Mike, and he taught this to his guys. And then whenever I decided to write a book, I put this in my book because in my mind, this doesn't just apply to wrestlers. It doesn't just apply to jiu-jitsu competitors or athletes or practitioners. This applies to everyone. It applies in every area of life. And something that I'm a, you know, huge believer in, I'm a huge believer that principles are principles and they apply everywhere. Once you know them and you understand the principle, then you're able to apply it to help you succeed in whatever endeavor you're trying to go for, right? So I want to give you guys five keys today. And really, you know, as when Mike asked me that question, what are some keys to becoming a champion? There are a lot of things. And so I'm just going to give you 5 points here, but these are five that I think are very important. It's not all inclusive. This doesn't mean that you're going to do this and immediately everything changes. But when it comes to winning, when it comes to success, there's no guarantees. Those are things we often can't control, but we can control our preparation. We can put ourselves in position to be successful. We can put ourselves in position to be able to win. All right. So these aren't just things that I came up with in my own brain either. All right. Some of these logically I've been able to put together, but having a dad who's in the National Hall of Fame, having, you know, multiple coaches who are in the National Hall of Fame, a private technique coach growing up, having mentors in my life, iron sharpens iron, these incredible people, this is where these five keys came from. So here's number one, total commitment. There's no toe dipping. There's no halfway. If you want to be really good at something, and in my last couple of podcasts, yeah, I've had guests on that are just high performers, and I talked to them about balance. How do you balance being a businessman with being a family man? There is no, and it's basically, it's funny because there's no true balance, right? And I think almost everyone I've interviewed or spoken with says that there are priorities. We want to have priorities. So when it comes to total commitment, we don't want to get so out of balance, I guess, that you're only focused on one thing and you let everything else in your life just go to waste. I believe that people that are high performers, whenever you're performing high in one area, it helps you in other areas as well. Success breeds or begets success. All right. Those things begin to stack upon each other. That's why, you know, when it comes to things like developing great habits, we have habit stacking, you know, so you take a habit, something you can do very simply, quickly, you can add that 60 seconds or less. The habit begins to form, that's success. And you celebrate those little successes. And then you're able to do something else and something else. I can tell you that as a wrestling coach, during wrestling season, that's my busiest time of the year. But it's probably almost my most productive time of the year because I'm so focused, I'm so committed, I'm so in that my brain is able to do many things, right? Because success begets success. So I focus, I attack a task for the day, usually whatever the hardest thing is I got to do that day, I'm attacking that right away. Get that done, then I can do something else on top of that. So we want to have total commitment, all right? It's a lifestyle. And so when it comes to high-level performers, if you're an athlete, it's not just, you know, let's say everything else is equal, all right? You guys, we'll use wrestling, right? So in wrestling, you and your opponent are fairly equal in strength, technique, speed. A lot of things are very equal here. One of the biggest things that's going to differentiate is lifestyle. So at the highest levels, it's lifestyle versus lifestyle. Are you eating right? Are you getting adequate sleep? Are you recovering? Are you being the best person you can be? You know, as a man who loves God, as a Christian, if I want to be committed, if I want to be high level at this, okay, which means that I want to have as good a relationship with God as I can. I want to help disciple other people. I want to help spread the gospel. I just want to try to live right, honestly. I want to live in a way that glorifies God. It's total commitment. So there are little things I can do to help toward that daily, which is prayer life, which is reading scripture, doing daily Bible studies, being around other people who are going to inspire me in those areas and teach me in those areas. So whatever it is that you want to be really good at, you got to be fully committed. Okay. And I want to add consistency. Consistency is not one of these 5 points, but I believe that's part of commitment. If I just get real motivated, if I get real excited about something, I can jump in and I can do it for just a little while and maybe consider that commitment. Like, oh man, I'm committed to this. And then the emotion passes and I drop off. Well, you weren't fully committed. So staying consistent, staying committed, no matter what the feeling is, knowing here's my desired outcome or here's my goal that I want, and I'm going to work toward that to fully achieve it. And it may happen really quick or it may take a long time. One thing every person I know that's highly successful, no matter what arena of life, they have in common, they work really hard at being consistent, at being committed, at being all in, and they're willing to grind it out. Grit, right? So that was a big thing a couple of years ago, a term that everyone was using, and it's still a big thing, but grit leads to success, and grit is doing things that are not exciting, they're not sexy, doing things a lot of people don't want to do, but doing them over and over and over until you're great. In the sport of wrestling, it's drilling. You know, I tell my wrestlers, man, we're going to drill great or you're going to drill bad. Either way, we're going to drill. So you might as well drill great. We're going to do a lot of drilling so it becomes muscle memory. So if we're going to do something, let's be fully committed. Let's be all in. Let's not toe dip and give yourself a fighting chance to be successful. All right, so that's number one. Number two, become a student of the game. I really want you to be a student of the game. If I want to be great at coaching, what am I going to do? First off, I know my sport because I've done it my entire life. But even if you didn't know your sport, there have been a number of coaches that end up being crazy successful because they were students of the game. And today, there's no excuse not to be as a coach or as an athlete, as a parent, a businessman. The resources are endless because of the internet. All we got to do is Google. All you got to do is jump on YouTube. Whenever you do those things, you can study whatever area it is that you want to grow in, and you can study the best. And that's another thing. If I want to be high level, I want to study high level people. What are they doing? You know, in the sport of wrestling, we had, you know, Iowa style wrestling and Oklahoma State style wrestling, which was like a slicker and a smoother style. you know, with John Smith. And then you had Iowa style, which was a beat you up style and grind you out. And then all of a sudden in the last decade, we switched over to this Penn State style, and every coach is wanting to jump in and do that play wrestling and more upbeat, adding some fun in it while still having athletes that can grind it out, that can get in there and beat you up, or they can be slick, right? All those things. But styles, they'll change. So if I want to be a student of the game, I'm going to study what the best coaches and the best teams are doing. If I want to be a great businessman, I'm going to find somebody in my area. Okay. Let's say that it's something with, I want to be a financial advisor, right? What are the best financial advisors doing? What are the best companies doing that are in that arena? Study them and find some mentors that can help you out in those areas as well. There are a lot of mentors out there. I guarantee people that are successful that are willing to step in and help you one way or another. But be a student of the game, all right? You can find, you know, you could be journaling, you can be studying film, visualization, mindset training, reading books, finding mentors. Those are all just some little, you know, key tips that we have and that we must do to become a student of the game, to improve ourselves. Those who do extra usually get extra results. If you want to be extraordinary, do the extra things. The way you do small things is the way you do all things. The way you do anything is the way you do everything. I want to make sure that I'm taking what would seem like little insignificant things, like journaling or visualization. Maybe those seem insignificant to some people, but they're not, right? They're huge in the long run. So making sure that I'm a student of the game and I'm putting in the effort to do that. All right, so number three, outwork everyone. And you know, if you go back and listen to my podcast, you're going to see that's a running theme. It's always going to be, I believe in hard work. Proverbs 14:23. All hard work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. I don't want to just talk about it. I want to be about it. And it's going to take work. If you're going to be successful, it's going to take work. If I want to be the best wrestler in the nation, if I want to be the best MMA fighter in the nation, if I want to be the best football player in the nation, it's going to take hard work. And I've been fortunate to work with some athletes who are just, man, their work ethic is off the charts. Real quick story I'll insert here. Austin Willis. Austin wrestled for me, played middle school football for me, wrestled for me in high school, multi-time state placer, over 100 wins, over 100 pins in high school. And the young man started wrestling when he was in high school. It's unheard of. He's 5'9", probably on a good day, 165, 170 pounds. Walked on, actually went to college on a track scholarship, but walked onto the football team at a Division II school, Emporia State University. Did not get much playing time his first 2 years. His junior year, finally broke through, got playing time, had an incredible season, had another good year, a senior year, and ended up making it to the NFL. He went to a pro day. There was one scout there, and Austin runs a 4.29 40. Gets invited to another pro day at a Division I school. Goes in, again, runs a sub 4.3, and all of a sudden he has a lot of NFL teams interested in him. Ends up getting drafted, played for the Raiders, played for the Bills. You know, this young man is just an incredible athlete, and he fought against all odds. Something I can tell you about Austin that allowed him to get to those levels, even though everything statistically would have been against him. Every wrestling practice, we would stay after. We would stay after him. We would work on things he needed to work on. We would stay after, we'd do strength conditioning. He did the same thing for football. I remember just an amazing picture when he was playing. Actually, I think it was right. Yeah, it was while he was still playing for Emporia State. Or maybe it was right after he got done playing and he was getting ready for his pro day. But it had snowed outside. And there's Austin. He's out on the Emporia State football field and he has a snow shovel. And he was clearing off an area so he could get out there and run routes and run sprints. Doing the extra, outworking everyone. Your goal should be to be the hardest worker in the room. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be smart. You shouldn't be efficient. Man, I'm a huge believer in efficiency. Let's find great ways to do it. But when it comes down to it, it's going to just take a lot of hard work. So recapping real quick, 5 keys. We need total commitment. We've got to become a student of the game, and then we must outwork everybody. All right, number 4, surround yourself with great coaches and teammates. Iron sharpens iron. If you are not putting yourself around good people, you're limiting your potential. If you're the smartest person in the room, fastest person in the room, if you're the best person in the room, find a better room, okay? Sometimes maybe let's say you're a high school athlete and you're listening to this, or a parent of a high school athlete, and maybe you are the best person in the room. There's nobody else in there that can hang with you. Well, guess what? There's clubs you can train with in the off season. There's somebody you can find to push you in every area of life. And if you are the best in your room in one area, you're probably not the best in another area. Maybe you're the best, maybe you're the most physically gifted person in the room, but somebody else has more heart. Somebody else has more passion. Somebody else is a little smarter. Whatever it is, you can find somebody to help you grow in every single area. You just got to look for it. So surround yourself with great coaches and teammates. As a coach, man, I'm real fortunate. The school has let me bring in the people I want to bring in. And I won't bring in just anybody into my program. I love this program. I love my athletes. So you have to have a certain mindset. And I don't have yes men around me. I have coaches that I'll take questions to, and I'll ask them, get their opinions, weigh and evaluate those. Ultimately, I'm the head coach, so I got to make the final decisions. But you could ask my coaching staff. If I say, hey, what's your opinion on this? And one of the coaches says, here's my opinion. He gives it and it's very strong. Probably 99 out of 100 times, I'm like, cool, let's do it, right? Because I value their opinions. That's why they're on my staff. But I have guys in there that have different skill sets, guys in there that have a whole lot of passion and heart. And ultimately, we have a big vision, and it's a very we're all on the same page, right? It's a very similar vision. Like I said, they're not yes men, but I surround myself with great coaches. In life, find yourself a board of directors. People who are high level in every area you can go to, you can ask questions, you can grow just by being in their presence. Okay. If you don't have this, seek it out in some form or fashion. It's nice to have somebody you can jump on the phone with, or you can FaceTime, or you can Zoom with, but listening to podcasts like this, you wouldn't believe if I pulled up my podcast list, the number of people that I listen to and probably the diversity of it. I listen to a lot of leadership podcasts, church podcast, people that are realtors, people that are top of the game in advertisement. Guys, I'm a coach and a teacher. I'm not a realtor. I'm not even into realty, right? I don't own real estate. But if somebody's the top of their game, I want to figure out why they're the top of their game, and I'm going to learn from them. Okay, Brian Buffini, one of the top realtors, one of the top coaching schools for realtors now, or coaching programs. Listen to the guy all the time. Okay, Coach Todd Durkin. Guy that I love, listen to his podcast all the time. He's Drew Brees' trainer. And I'm going to have Todd Durkin on my podcast fairly soon. This guy is amazing. Top 100 fitness guru in the nation. Okay. Has a new book coming out. Mindset Maniac, I believe is what it's called. Somebody I can listen to, I can get inspired from, and I can grow. But that's an area of interest for me. You could also find people that are in areas that you wouldn't think are of interest, but they can help you grow in your area as well. So think outside the box a little bit with that. Surround yourself with great coaches and teammates. Again, we want to have people that we can talk to in person, but listening to podcasts, the books that we read. And guys, this is huge. What you put in your eyes, what you put in your ears, those things get down in your soul. Those things become part of who you are, eventually come back out of your mouth. You're forming your thoughts. You're forming your opinions. You're forming your brain is malleable, right? Your brain actually, there was a time where people, they thought, okay, at a certain age, your brain becomes static. It no longer moves and no longer grows. And that's not true. Through brain research and science, it's malleable. So I want to make sure that as I'm growing my brain, I'm putting good stuff in there all the time. I want whatever's down in my soul, my spirit, and connecting to my brain to be high level and the things that are going to help me grow and be the best I can. So surround yourself with great coaches and teammates, and there's multiple ways to do that. That's number four. Number five, this is a big one. Be willing to get hit in the face. Okay, so Mike Tyson said, everybody's got a game plan until they get punched in the mouth. 100% true. But you got to be willing to get hit in the face. Here's how this thought came about. I broke my nose multiple times in the sport of wrestling, but I'm not afraid to turn my head. So when somebody shoots, I would often shoot into them at the same time. We would, my nose would, because I keep my head up, right? I'm not going to duck my head. I'm not scared. So my head, my face sometimes hit the top of their head, or shoot in and hit my face off their hip or hit my face off their knee, things like that. I don't know, maybe my reaction time is not as good as it can be, whatever. I got hit in the face a lot. But I've coached so many athletes in football and in wrestling who turn their head. They don't want to take a hit straight on. They're afraid. I tell my wrestlers all the time, hey, none of you are that good looking. So if you get hit in the face, it's all good, right? It's going to hurt for a second. Who cares? Keep battling. That's all there is to it. Be willing to get hit in the face. And I'm not going to go out and search for adversity, but life brings a lot of adversity, and we got to be willing to take it head on, is what I'm telling you. Right now, we're in this COVID-19 era. You could either fold up, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't quarantine or social distance or listen to the government, those type of things. I got my own opinions on those things. But what I'm saying is you can't cower down, hide in your bedroom under a blanket, and never live the rest of your life. You got to live. You got to be willing to take some risk. So if I'm going to be a great athlete, if I'm going to be a great parent, a great husband, if I'm going to be a great coach or business person, whatever it is, I got to be willing to take on some adversity. Got to be willing to take some risk. I got to get out there, put myself out there sometimes, and that's going to help you grow. You're going to have success. You're going to have failures. It's all part of it. Sometimes I teach a wrestler a double leg, okay? Or I teach them, let's say, a head outside single, or just, you know, a sweep single or a straight on single, whatever. And they don't want to get hit in the face. Every time they shoot, they're turning their head sideways. Now they can't see where their opponent's at. Their opponent's able to create angles on them. I guess it's a fear of the pain, maybe, okay? It's something they got to train themselves to do. I've even had good athletes, really good wrestlers, who turn their head. But then you get some others that are just naturals, or some others that realize, hey, it's not that bad, and they'll put their face right in there, and they'll go after it, and they'll control head position. They'll control these things they need to control. That's what we got to do in life. Be willing to get hit in the face. Don't turn your head. Don't run away. Don't look away. Again, we're not chasing down adversity. We're not looking. We're not starting. There's no like drama type thing to this. This is being willing to take things on in life, because life's going to throw a lot of natural adversity at you. And if you're an athlete, hey, guys, that's a safe place. It's a safe place to be able to take on adversity. Taking a loss is heart-wrenching. Getting the injury that ends your career, heart-wrenching. And it's real. That pain is real. That emotional pain is real. But for the most part, sports are a very safe place to win and to lose. Because in real life, wins and losses can mean literally life, or it could shatter your family. There's different things like that that could happen, okay? Like I said, natural adversities, COVID-19, these things come about. They're outside of our control. But the way we deal with them is not outside of our control. The mindset that we have, the actions that we take. Non-action is an action, right? So if you decide not to do anything, you still made a decision. So there's still something going on. And typically, do something. If you're not sure what to do, do something. My man Andy Andrews, my favorite author of all time, he writes about that in a couple of his books. Joshua Chamberlain, in the middle of a battle, middle of a war, he had been a school teacher. Now he's leading troops, and they're in a situation where they're greatly outnumbered, and he didn't know what to do. And someone yells, "Do something!" And Joshua Chamberlain formulates a plan. And they attack and they turn the tide. And they allow themselves to win the battle. If you're not sure what to do, do something. Doesn't mean that we're just rash. It doesn't mean that we're not seeking advice. You should. But inaction is also action. Okay? Not making a decision is making a decision. So let's make sure that we're jumping into action. Let's make sure that we're giving ourselves a fighting chance. So going back and looking at these real quick, 5 keys to success. And as I recap these, I want you to think about whatever areas of life that you're the most passionate about, that you want to be great in or successful in, or you want to help other people in. Think about how these apply. Go back, take notes, write these down, and then connect them to your life and the things that you want to do, that you want to be great at. I believe all of us have greatness in us. I think that God created us that way, so that we could have a bigger platform, we could have a bigger sphere of influence to be able to glorify Him, to be able to positively impact other people's lives, positively impact your family, your community, your school, all right? So don't shy away from it. Doesn't mean that you have to have your face on the billboard. Doesn't mean you're going to be on TV. Doesn't mean that you have to have millions following you on social media. You can make an impact wherever you are right now. And the better you get at whatever it is that you're doing, the more impact you're going to make. So recapping and then applying these to your life. Okay, 5 keys to success. 1 is total commitment. We're all in. 2, becoming a student of the game. Figure out what it is you need to do to grow and to get better. 3, outwork everybody. That's a recipe for success that just cannot be left out, right? That's a key ingredient that can't be left out. Surround yourself with great coaches and teammates. Have good people around you. You're going to become like the people that you hang out with the most. The 5 people you hang out with the most, they say, is who you're going to turn into. If they're turds, you're going to be influenced that way. If they're great people, you're going to be influenced that way. Doesn't mean you can't be around people who are different than you. Doesn't mean you can't be around people that don't have the same goals as you, and you can be a positive influence on them. But if that's who you're hanging out with and kicking it all the time, then you are going to rub off on each other and you're going to become more like them. And if those aren't the kind of people that you're striving to be, find a new group of people to be around. Man, I can't stress that enough for college athletes and students, for high school, middle school, choose your friends wisely, the people you're going to hang out with, and then the people that you're going to allow into your circle, the people that are going to mentor you, all right? Surround yourself with great coaches and teammates. Number five, be willing to get hit in the face. Don't be scared. Take on life's challenges and adversities. And when I say take them on, don't be an island, right? Have the guts and the courage to do it and to do something. But this is also where it comes back to having a support system, having great people around you that can help you in these times. Going to God, my uncle, you know, Uncle Eddie, Eddie Red Eagle, man, just such a wise man, passed away, you know, a number of years ago. But he had lots of talks with my dad sitting in our living room. And I remember him saying this to my dad, and my dad has often repeated it to me. Never leave God out of the equation. Never, ever, ever leave God out of the equation. So whenever you are getting hit in the face and life's beating you up, or maybe you're riding high and you're on top of the mountain right now and things are going great, never leave God out of the equation either way. Go to him, pray to him, talk to him, get in scripture, those type of things. And so that's not one of these five keys, but it is intermixed or blended with all of them if you're a person of faith. I 100% believe that. We can't take that and put it in a separate box on the outside. It's just mixed in with all those things, okay? So for me as a Christian, I'm trying to pour my faith down people's throats. It's literally part of who I am. And so if I'm going to be real and genuine, I'm keeping that, you know, frontmost, right up front. All right, so a couple things to think about as I close this podcast out, this episode out. Thinking about those five disciplines. Write down one or two of those that you would like to improve on. Remember, I ask you, connect those to areas you want to be great at, but just pick one or two because we'd like to start small. One or two of those that you want to begin to work on, okay? Is it commitment? Is it, you know, becoming a student of the game, outworking everyone? Pick a couple of those that you want to work on, all right? And then think about the people that you have in your life that are surrounding you. Reach out and tell them thank you. And if you need some more mentors, reach out and find some mentors. All right, let's break that down. Let's not just talk about it. Let's make it actionable and actually do it. Keys to success doesn't mean that you're going to be an Olympic champion, but I hope you strive for it. It doesn't mean you're going to be the CEO of a company, but I hope you strive for it. All right, I know there were people that told my man Austin Willis that it was impossible. He wasn't going to make it to the NFL. Have you seen the percentages? You're 5'9", you're 165, 170 pounds, you're undersized, you went to a Division II school. There's all these things that could have been in his head. But guess what? He had big goals. He had this desired outcome, and he did all the work, and he made it there. Okay? So whatever it is that you're wanting to do, dream big, push for it. And if you make it there, awesome. If you don't, I promise the journey is going to be incredible, and you're going to make it further than you would have had you set the bar really low. So let's set the bar high. Take these keys to success, move forward. Thank you guys so much for being on Coach P's Perspective, for listening to this podcast. It blesses my soul, and this is something I'm passionate about, right? So God's given me the ability to speak and communicate, and it's something I get to do with my teams. It's something I get to do through mindset training with Winning Mindset. I get to travel, and of course, right now, not as much, but I speak publicly a lot of places, churches, to teams. So those are all things I love doing. So sharing this podcast is near and dear to my heart, and it's something I'm passionate about and I really enjoy. And getting the feedback is incredible. I can't tell you how many text messages, Facebook messages, Instagram messages I've gotten. People are like, hey, man, that really spoke to me. And we're going to keep putting these out. So some are going to be solo like I'm doing right now, or some are going to have guests. And guys, I have a list of guests that are confirmed that it's just amazing. I've already had some just incredible guests on. Go back and listen to those if you haven't. And your mind's going to be blown, some of the people that I'm going to have on this podcast. I'm jacked about it, all right? I'm pumped about it. Last thing, if any of these things speak to you, please share them on your social media, right? So take the link to the podcast, whether you listen to this on Spotify, Apple, Libsyn, whatever it is, wherever you listen to your podcast, please take and share it with somebody else. Just copy it, send the link to somebody via text, or put it on your social media. And then also, if you would, jump over on the Apple Podcast, look up Coach P's Perspective, if that's not what you're listening to it on. If it is, then perfect. All right, there's ratings or reviews. If you'd go down and give us a 5-star rating and then write a quick review. You know, and those are something that I appreciate. Those are something that I do not take for granted. And I'm going to go ahead and just read a couple of reviews here because I'm grateful for the people who have taken the time. And guys, we've got a lot of 5-star reviews right now, which is awesome. And again, this is something that I'm trying to pour my heart into. It's free content I'm putting out there, and hopefully it impacts your life in a positive way. But so this is from Coach Flynn, head wrestling coach at Lansing High School. It's funny because our schools are rivals, but Coach Flynn and I are good friends. We have been for a long time. There's an iron sharpens iron relationship right there. We tease each other about who's going to win in wrestling and things like that. But at the end of the day, we're good friends and we inspire one another. So Coach Flynn says, excellent podcast. Watching and listening to Coach Parks throughout the years, it is clear that he is always continuing to seek growth, which is something I just talked about with these 5 keys, right? I have learned a lot from Coach P in the past, and this podcast gives me another avenue to gain wisdom in many areas of life. Coach Flynn, thanks, man. Again, I love it that we get to tease each other. You're always, you know, saying go and Lansing Lions. You know, hey, Shawnee Heights Thunderbirds over here. But at the end of the day, man, we're wrestlers, we're wrestling coaches, and we're on the same team looking to impact people in a big, big way. Okay. All right, this next one, this is actually from my brother. This is my brother, John, and he says, we walk a real path in a real world that is trying to distract us from our purpose. As I listen to your real life experiences, I can see the hand of God in each and every one, and I'm confident that God is touching lives with refreshing hope as you share with us. The word refreshing continues to play in my heart as you walk through and share. So, wondering about that word, I looked it up and its definition revealed just why your podcasts were called to be refreshing. A serving to refresh or reinvigorate. Keep doing as God is leading, brother. Lives are being changed. And then he said, Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. So I'm going to charge you guys to look up that scripture. All right, which is one of my favorite scriptures in the world, has been most of my life. In el nombre de Jesús, amen y amen. Okay, that's how my brother ended it there. So, thanks, Sean. Love you, man. Hopefully you hear this on one of the podcasts soon, or this podcast as you're listening to it. But again, guys, there's a lot of written, and I'm going to go through and continue on different podcast episodes to read some of these reviews. I appreciate them. All right, guys, thanks for jumping on. Love you all. Until next time, peace and God bless.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock and rock. Coach P, who never stops.